Good morning to one and all.
弟兄姐妹早上好。
Now before I start, can we have slides? Okay, let's have a responsive reading. First of all, yep. Okay, responsive reading means I'll read the odd verses, you read the even verses, and then we all read together for the last verse. All right, let's go. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers.
For they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb.
Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness.
Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act.
He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday.
Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices.
Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself, it tends only to evil.
For the evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land.
In just a little while, the wicked will be no more. Though you look carefully at his place, he will not be there.
And together, but the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundance peace. Okay, before I start, can you go to the next slide? Before I start, I want to give you a little challenge. Okay, this is a test.
我想先给大家一个小挑战，一个小测试。
Only a few of you, if you try hard enough, you may come close to accomplishing it.
要完成这个测试，你需要全神贯注。
But it's going to take a lot of focus and concentration.
你需要非常的专注。
Are you all ready?
准备好了吗？
For the next 10 seconds,
接下来的十秒钟，
you do not think of Pokemon Go.
绝对不要去想 Pokemon Go 这个游戏。
Some of you are trying too hard. Okay, how do y'all do?
怎么样？
Did someone accomplish it? Okay, I cheated lah. I put a slide there. You're supposed to close your eyes lah, you know? Okay. Now, you just can't tell someone not to think about something or someone and expect it that it's going to happen.
你不能只是告诉别人不要去想某事或某人，并期望它会发生。
This little exercise demonstrated that when you tell someone to stop feeling that way or stop thinking of something,
这个测试告诉我们，当你告诉别人别去想某些事或人
，usually it has the opposite effect.
往往会有相反的效果。
So you try telling someone not be angry, okay? You try telling my clients, don't be angry, or don't be sad when he's crying, don't be sad.
试图告诉别人，他孩子不要生气。
You probably get the cry even louder and you know whine even louder.
他往往会更懊恼。
So.Jesus says, "Do not worry."
耶稣说不要忧虑。
If it's only so easy and so unnatural for us to worry, right?
那谈何容易呢？
Now, we may have many legitimate reasons to worry.
我们常认为我们有充分的理由去忧虑。
We are concerned about many things about our lives that it attacks us, our future, our spiritual well-being, our health.
为了我们的将来、属灵生活、健康等。
And sometimes a well-being of our loved ones and worrying is just so natural, isn't it?
有时是亲人的健康，我们认为是理所当然的忧虑。
Now sometimes we think that it's just life. We just have to worry, and it's not going to damage much of our spiritual life.
也是无法避免的，而它也不会对我们造成很大的伤害。
But think again, if you and I think that we have legitimate reasons to worry.
请你重新再思考，如果我们觉得我们有充分的理由去忧虑的话。
Today this psalm is for you.
今天的诗篇是为了你。
This is written by King David, who has lots more to worry about.
大卫王是写这篇诗的人，他所要面对的是超乎我们能想象的。
Now he's worrying or he's fretting.
他的忧虑。
Is due to an envy of evil doers, which they seems to be succeeding and seems to be.Meaning.
发自于看到恶人看似成功而产生的嫉妒。
Now this rhetoric of envy,
那妒忌呢?
Is something that is portrayed every day.
是生活中常见的。
We feel very unfair about many things.
我们认为不公平的事很多。
Nowadays can be quite ridiculous.
有时甚至真的是很不可思议。
Hey, what's your level for Pokemon Go? 哇 ,20 plus 啊哇 ,mine only 17 啊 or something, right? So you feel envy of someone who has a higher level than you.
所以我们会和他人比较。
And, oh, you caught the Pokemon, oh, I didn't catch it. I'm so envious, right? You become envious of really, really ridiculous reasons.
为了别人的成就而妒忌。
So, as Christians, we listen to this every day. We are surrounded by this and we ask ourselves,What are we supposed to think?
身为基督徒，我们也面对同样的处境，我们该如何对待呢？
How can we be sure that we will not be caught up in the same rhetoric?
怎样能确保我们不会随波逐流？
Be it in any circumstances, be it a political or social issue.
对政治或社会的问题。
How do we live in this culture of envy?
要如何处理妒忌呢？
You have it, I don't have.
你有的，我没有。
Okay, we go to the Bible, we look at Psalm 37.
我们先看诗篇第三十七篇。
This psalm speaks directly about these things that this envious thinking can lead to something that will be evil doing.
这篇诗篇谈到了这些事情，提醒我们妒忌的思维将会带来什么后果。
Now, okay, before we begin this psalm, we want to think about two very fundamental things about this psalm.
那我们先要通过两个障碍。
Now, the first hurdle that we will think about is the length of the psalm. It's 40 verses.
这篇诗有四十节。
We can't deal with these 40 verses in one entire psalm.
单单一篇讲道是无法处理整
个诗篇。So we will just cover the first 11 verses.
所以我们先来探讨前十一节。
But there is a reason why it is so long.
那有一个原因为什么这篇诗篇这么长。
It is a term in the psalms called acrostic psalm.
这是一篇藏头诗。
Yeah, which means that if it's written in English, then you'll start from A and then you'll end at Z. A, B, C, D, all the way to the Z.
意味着它的结构是由字母来编成的。
So in Hebrew, it's structured around the 22 alphabets, the Hebrew alphabets the Hebrew alphabets.
那希伯来语的22个字母。
Now the other second hurdle we need to think about is the tone.
第二关就是图了解这诗篇的基调。
No, many of times we hear psalms as prayers to God from David.
诗篇往往都是祷告，向神的祷告呼求。
David is calling, crying out and calling to God because he's in a stressful circumstances. His enemies are surrounding him.
大卫呼求神在面临压力的情况下帮助他，或者他有敌人围绕着他。
So he's calling to God for help because of he's in desperate need.
所以他呼唤上帝，在他绝望中帮助他。
So.Or perhaps he has sinned, like Psalm 32, and he prays to God for God's grace and forgiveness.
或在三十二篇，他犯罪时，他向神祈求恩典和宽恕。
But in this psalm, perhaps you have read through and you notice that it has a slightly different tone.
但在这诗篇读后，你会发现是有不同的基调。
David not speaking to God.
不是大卫与神谈论。
So it's not God speaking to David.
也不是神向大卫说话。
So we have this David from man speaking to man.
而是大卫就是对人说话。
So some people have called it the wisdom psalm.
有人称它为智慧的诗。
Which is something like Proverbs.
就像箴言书一样。
And it teaches us how to live a godly life.
探讨生命，教我们如何以智慧活出虔诚的生活。
And some people has compared it with Psalm 1 where it talks about the contrast between the righteous man and the wicked man.
有些人把它和诗篇第一篇做比较，描述义人与恶人之间的对比。
Now, what does it mean for us, and how should we understand and interpret this psalm?
大卫通过这诗篇想让我们认识到什么呢？
So the question we have in mind to this morning should be.
今天早上我们要问自己的是。
In the face of evil and injustice.
在邪恶与不公义的面前。
How can we still trust God and do good?
我们要如何信靠上帝行他的义？
If we scroll down to verse 25, if you look at verse 25,
第五二十五节说，
it gives us a clue of how old David was when he wrote this psalm.
也让我们知道大卫大概的年龄，当他写这篇诗。
He says, "I was young, and now I'm old."
我从前年幼，现在年老。
He's kind of writing this psalm at the end of his life.
所以大卫是在他的生命的尾声写这篇诗。
Reflecting a life of experience.
从一生的经历反省。
So he's not talking on theory or you know what to expect in very theoretical terms, but he is speaking from experience.
所以不单单是从理论方面，而是从经历。
With some white hair, maybe I can also share a bit of experience.
我也可以这样分享我的经历。
因为我的白头发。Okay. Now.So in the first 11 verses,
在前面的第十一节,
David gave one negative instruction.
大卫给了人一个负面的指示,
but four positive instruction.
和四个正面的指示.
This negative instruction is do not fret.
负面的是不要忧虑.
It's repeated three times as I highlighted it. Verse 1, verse 7, verse 8.
一共重复了三次。
You know, a lot of times we think of the Bible as something very restrictive.
我们常认为圣经很拘束。
Oh, you can't do this.
你不能做这
个。Ah, you can't do that.
也不能做那个。
Ah, you better sit still. Listen to me. So it's a lot of you can't do as Christianity. It's like we fight that our hands are quite tied.
所以有很多事情是我们好像不能做的。
But I want to show you from today's psalm that actually David has lots of positive things.That we want us to do instead.
所以今天透过这篇诗篇，我要说，其实有很多正面的指示。
So I do not want to dwell on the negative narrative.
所以今天我不会处理呢消极的负面的。
I want to go straight into talking about all the positive things that David wants us to do as Christians.
直接说到四个那些正面的指示。
Okay, the first one is trust.
第一个是依靠。
He says, "Trust in the Lord and do good."
当依靠耶和华而行善。
This is the first active verb that we want to look at, which is that we want to talk about trusting God.
一个动词是依靠。
Those of us who grew up in Sunday school, those of us who have come to church all your years of your life, probably you have heard this going on and on.
我们这些在教会中长大的。
Trust God.
会常听到要信靠神。
Have faith.
要有信心。
But you never know how it looks like in the practical sense.
但是实际上，信靠是怎样的呢
？Now, for every single verb today, I want to show you.
所以今天我所要引用的动词
，I give you a practical example.
我都会用生活中的例子。
Okay, let's go to the first one.
那第一。
Next slide, sorry. Do you recognize this woman?
你认得图片中的人物吗
？Okay, I think for the next.Few characters, I want to. A lot of times, our narrative so far has been Joseph Schooling this whole week. Joseph Schooling. Wow, Joseph Schooling, right? So, but I want to show a different, many different examples.
我想引用就是很多不一样的人物。
Okay, this lady is called Corrie Ten Boom.
她的名字叫 Corrie Ten Boom.
The story of an unwavering trust in God's sovereignty comes from.World War II.
就在第二世纪大战中，他的故事描述了对神的主权坚定的信任。
So a Christian family was hiding Jews in their homes, and they were sent to prison.
一个基督教家庭因为在家中藏了犹太人而被关进监牢。
This prevents the Hitler's regime from killing all the Jews.
这是当时希特勒的那个
大屠杀
的时候。
So this psalm remains one of her favorite psalms.
诗篇三十七篇仍然是她最喜欢的诗篇。
Because one day her sister, she and her sister came back from concentration work, you know, like in the camp where they are prisoners.
有一天，她和她的妹妹经过一天的辛劳。
So they were supposed to be resting in their bed.
应该是要回去休息的。
So they found that the tin mats were all filled with fleas.
他们发现那个薄垫子上都是跳蚤。
So the sister, thank God for the fleas.
妹妹就开始为这而感谢神。
They say, "How can you thank God for fleas?"
Corrie 却说，我们为何要为了跳蚤而感谢神呢
？So later, did they know that precisely because of these fleas in the whole infested of this the whole room, the guards did not come in.
不过后来发现，正是因为这些可恶的跳蚤，士兵们才不去追究。
They enjoyed the freedom of reading the Bible and holding Bible studies.
因此，他们能够不受阻碍地进行查经。
Trusting God regardless of our circumstances.Enables to remain positive.
信靠神，不论我们的处境，使我们能够保持积极的态度。
Believing what is horrid at that time.
能够相信逆境。
Can be possible, and through us, we can turn. Through God, we can turn it well.
也可以通过神成就我们无法想象的事。
There are some of the books that she read, like The Hiding Place, which I recommend to all of you.
她有本书，你是避难所。
Where I think the stories of trusting God will show it very vividly for many to see.
啊，是非常的感人的一个故事，说明他对神的信靠。
So will you trust God enough to be faithful and grateful even in times of testing and troubles?
你会信靠上帝吗？在试炼中仍然持着感恩的心。
Let us look at some of her quotes.
我们看一看他所说的话。
He says, "Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrows, but it empties today of its strength."
忧虑不能避免明天的忧伤，却清空今天的力量。
Next, never be afraid to trust your unknown future to a known God.
不要害怕把未知的未来交托给神。
Next, if you look at the world, you will be distressed. If you look within, you'll be depressed. But if you look at God, you will be at rest.
如果你专注于这世界，你会苦恼；如果专注于内心，你会郁闷。但是如果把目光移到上帝，会得安息。
How can we trust God and still do good?
我们要如何信靠神 和行善呢？
These are some of the questions we need to constantly ask ourselves.
我们需要常常的这样来问反省。
And I always ask myself, how am I adding value to the people around me?
我也常问自己，如何去我如何去影响身边的人呢？
The next word is delight.
下一个动词是喜乐。
Now delight.Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
以耶和华为乐。
Many of us like the second part.
我们很多都喜欢下一个部分。
God want to give you the desires of your heart.
神会赐给我们所。
Isn't it wonderful that God wants to give us the desires of our heart, right?
那是一件很美妙的事，不是吗？
But we forgot the first part of it, which is take delight in the Lord.
但是第一部分很重要，是
以 So there's a precondition to this that God will give you the desires of heart because there is the take delight in the Lord.
所以要先以耶和华为乐。
So the kind of security in faithfulness is much more available for those who delight in Him.
这种就是信靠神而产生的安稳，是那些只是给那些与神很亲近的人。
So this English word delight.Is actually accentuated by the Hebrew word where it talks using an intensive reflective form.
在希伯来文里，这强调它里面有无比的喜乐。
So that kind of delight is so sensitive that it catches the softest of the nuances of God's love.
这种亲密是这种喜乐是亲密到能够捕捉神细腻的爱。
So this idea of it challenges Christians to grow so close to God.
所以这促使我们身为基督徒该亲近主。
That we are so aware of His presence and His guidance, even in the smallest and tiniest circumstances of life.
直到我们能够意识到他的存在和指导，就在生活中的大小事上。
So only in this way we can take delight in Him thoroughly.
通过这种方式，我们就可以以上帝为乐。
You all drink teh C or kopi C, right?
你们有喝奶茶和咖啡？
Have you drank very bad teh C before? Like, you know, it's full of condensed milk, right? It's full of C, right? So you can't even taste the tea at all. So it's like, just give you full of the condensed milk.
加了很多奶的茶。
Have you ever heard of tea leaves that cost more than 30 times than gold?
你有没有见识过成本比金多于30倍的茶叶？
Check out those Chinese tea, like,大红袍 and some 龙井头茶 you know, you can.
比如大红袍或龙井头茶就是如此。
So imagine you load this tea with sugar and cream. What do you think of? Would you taste any of the tea?
如果你在这茶中加入奶或糖，你能够品尝出茶本身的甘香吗？
Similarly, I think we Christians have loaded ourselves with too much sugar and cream.
同样的，基督徒在生活中常加载了许多糖和奶。
This cream of luxury and this sugar of wealth.
这些奢华奢侈的东西。
And we are able to see the exquisite ways how God is working in our lives.
所以无法看到神在我们生活中微妙的作为。
So being having so many variety of things around us.
我们身边这么多不同的物质上的享受。
We clutter our houses with too many possessions.
我们把屋里塞满的东西。
Rather than thoroughly enjoying a few.
却不会去珍惜所拥有的。
So the unsatisfied longing in our lives get us thinking that we need more.
心中的不满使我们要觉得我们要拥有更多。
And consequently, we don't cherish the final points of what we have.
而不懂得去珍惜所拥有的。
So in our spiritual life.
在我们属灵生活中。
We rarely delight in the Lord so thoroughly.
我们很少因主，就是以主为乐。
That He is the whole focus of our existence.
因为他是我们存在的中心。
So consequently, we find difficulty in enjoying little moments of our relationship with Him.
因此，我们很难去享受他与我们在生活中的点点滴滴。
So when we do delight ourselves in God,
当我们以耶和华为乐
He will give us.The desires of our heart.
他就将我们心里所求的赐给我们。
This is because our intention desires is actually His.
因为我们所求的将会是他的意。
Because the closer we are to God,
我们越亲近神
the more we will only want what He wants.
就越想得到他所要我们得到的。
Okay, the next guy I want to introduce to you is George Mueller.
下一个人物是乔治·米勒。
Now, any of you have heard of him?
听过他吗？
These are some of the stories that I read to my children for bedtime. You know how boring can it be? Well, I just enjoy it. So his name is the byword for faith throughout the world in the 19th century.
在19世纪，他的名字与信仰息息相关。
Disturbed by the faithfulness of the church, faithlessness of the church, sorry.
当时的教会丧失了信心。
He longed to have something to point to as visible proof that our God and Father.Is the same faithful God as he ever was.
他渴望能有东西能够指向可见的凭据，证明我们的父神是同样那位信实的造物主。
So end up, he was more successful than anyone who had believed possible things, which made it become his example for his generation and also for ours.
他影响了很多人。
He has read through the Bible more than 100 times.
他读了圣经一百次。
So much that he delight in the Lord.
所以他真的是以上帝为乐。
So this verse, delight in the Lord, you even wrote a book about it.
他甚至写了一本书。
Directed this entire life.
就是指向他的一生。
His biography, where he took care of more than 10,000 orphans.
他的传记描述了他如何看过一万多名孤儿。
Without asking for a single cent.
一分钱都不收。
And just simply by praying.
就只单靠祷告。
So here are some of his quotes.
这是他所说的一些话。
Faith ends where worry begins, and worry ends where faith begins.
信心的结束是忧虑的开始，忧虑的结束是信心的开始。
So we see here that faith and worry are actually antitheses to each other.
所以可见信心和忧虑是相反的。
The next one.
第三个动词。
Next. The first great and primary business to which I ought to attend every day is to my soul happy in the Lord.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't have this. But it's okay. Yeah. Basically, we need to think about whether every decision that we make, is it good for our soul?
我们需要想我们做的每一个决定是对我们灵魂有没有帮助。
Okay, next one.The next verb we don't look at is commit.
第三个动词是交托。
Commit your way.
交托于神。
Trust in Him.
信靠他。
Many of us do know of many spiritual giants among us.
我们可能认识很多就是很属灵的人。
It could be your parents, your Sunday school teacher, your youth pastors.
或许是你的父母，你的主日学老师，还是你的传道。
There are many people who has committed their lives to the Lord.
很多人真的是把自己的生命交托于上帝。
I once did a project with a bunch of youth in another church.
我在另外一个教会和一帮年轻人
So they go around and ask the older folks in the midst in the congregation their faith journey, their testimonies.
他们就去问教会中的年老的人，他们的那个分享他们一生的那个信仰的生活。
It helps to connect the history of the church in a very orally about what God has done in the church for them。
真的是把神所的工作在那个教会中的工作真的叙述出来。
These are what we look at as commitment for those who have committed their life to the Lord。
这是真的是我们所谓所说的要交托生命给上帝。
So the other guy I want to look at is David Livingston。
今天要说的就是大卫李文斯通。
Next, yeah.
He is known to be the greatest missionary in Africa。
他被称为非洲最伟大的宣教士。
Now all these people I'm quoting today help this psalm close to their hearts。
我今天所引述的所有的人物都把这首诗篇谨记在心。
The verse in particular was Psalm 30, verse 5 for him。
尤其是第五节。
He said that this is the very verse that sustained his time during his time in Africa。
他说这节经文扶持着他在非洲的事工。
He recites this verse 5 times a day。
他每天五次朗诵，朗诵这首诗。
If you hear this, you're thinking, this are well, very well for David Livingstone who served God. But you say that, I just have too many things on my plate. I have too many problems, you know, too many things that holding me back.
你可能认为他这么热心侍奉是理所当然的，你自己呢却无法专注，因为你就是面对太多困难和顾虑。
But I want to tell you that no one who has done great things for God has had it easy.
但侍奉神从来不是平坦的路。
I can mention to you name upon names of people who God has used mightily throughout history.
在历史当中，无数为神工作的人。
And everyone has known hardship and difficulty.
每个都遇到重重的困难。
Okay, the final verse, the final word I look at is rest.
最后一个动词是默然。
Rest in the Lord, wait patiently for Him.
你当默然依靠耶和华，耐心等候他。
In some other versions, you may have it as "be still."
其他版本可能引用了静默。
Have we lost the art of asking each other, "How is your quiet time today?"
我们最近是不是很少问弟兄姐妹你的灵修生活如何
？Because we are no longer quiet.
因为我们不能够再静默了。
We are indeed drowned in the sea of noises, aren't we?
真的是被周遭的嘈杂声淹没。
So when I say noise, I don't really mean the actual sound that we hear.
可能不是真的是声音。
But I'm talking about distractions.
是让我们分心的事。
You have Pokemon Go now.
有 Pokemon Go.
You have social media last time.
很多的社交媒体。
Well, what's next? I don't know.
接下来也不知道会有什么新玩意儿。
But I'm sure many things could occupy our mind and our time.
很多事情占据了我们的时间。
But I still like to call my devotional practice my quiet time.
我还是认为灵修静默的时间。
Because this reminds me to block out this time to be still before the Lord in order to hear God.
能提醒我在耶和华面前倾听上帝来亲近他。
Because many times it's not my way but God's way.
因为不是我所要行的路，而是神要我行的路。
Now he says that wait patiently.
耐心等候。
There's this tension of yearning for a release in this waiting patiently.
好比就像很非常向往有一种释放。
It's like a mother who's going through labor and awaits the birth of the child.
就像一位母亲等待着她的孩子的出世。
This is a visual image which I try to illustrate for you.
这是一种画面，我很想讲到。
Because it has deep significance for our spiritual lives.
因为对我们属灵生活有深刻的意义。
Now, because we live in between the time where Jesus was here and Jesus will come again,
我们处在两个时间段，耶稣的降临和耶稣的再来。
How do we live in the meantime?
那我们现在要在期间如何生活呢？
Definitely, God didn't call us to have live a comfortable, I'm safe lifestyle.
耶稣也没有说我们要真的是就有一个简单的我已得救了的生活方式。
And we don't need to be involved in the work of the kingdom.
我们不需要做任何神的工作。
Rather, as we wait for the Lord to come back.
相反的，在我们在期间等待神的再来。
We wait with eager and longing and anguish.
我们带着渴望和苦楚。
Even living in the corrupted world.
在这个败坏的世界上。
Finally, I want to introduce to you this guy called Paul Gerhardt.
最后我要介绍这个人物是 Paul Gerhardt.
Just now before the worship start, the worship leader said he speaks German.
是 Colin 吗？
next slide. So Paul Gerhardt is a German hymn maker.
Paul Gerhardt 是德国的一位圣诗作家。
Oh, one day I will really hope that this we can sing some of his hymns.
有一天我希望我们能够唱他所写的诗。
No, he is the greatest hymn writer during his time in Germany.
他可称为当时最伟大的圣诗作家。
And someone could even consider him to be the greatest religious poet.
有些甚至认为他是史上最伟大的宗教诗人。
Because his hymn has hold such great influence in throughout Germany at that time.
他写的赞美诗在德国有着巨大的影响。
And these are the very hymns that the theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
就当 Bonhoeffer.
He memorized all his hymns throughout his time during as a prisoner.
当他在监狱里，就是靠背他的诗。
So he said that sadly.
可是他说的遗憾的是。
Our senses are so darkened.
我们的观感变成如此的黑暗。
Deluded.
迷惑。
And disturbed.
和不安。
That our hearts do not rightly receive the blessings that God showers on us every day.
因此无法正面的去领受神每天的恩典。
He is the one that introduced.Words like sweet blood of Jesus, using the five senses to really sing out to put words of the five senses into the hymns.
他的诗歌真的是引用到五个观感。
The Jerusalem Bible phrases it this way.
耶路撒冷的圣经这么说。
As I close, using point verse 6.
我会引用第六节来做总结。
May your virtues clear as the light, your integrity as bright as noon.
使你的公义如光发出，使你的公平明如正午。
The words of virtue and integrity stresses the character.
这些美德和诚信的话强调性格。
It talks about the goodness, the wholeness, and the righteousness and justice.
善良和整体性，正义和公正的。
God will certainly vindicate us.
上帝一定会平反我们。
And with the blazing light of justice, this truth will be clear for everyone.
公义如光发出，每个人都能够看见。
So the key verse in this whole psalm is actually in verse 37.
所以在三十七节
，He says, "Take note of the one who has integrity."
你要细查那完全人。
Observe the godly.
观看他那正直人。
For these are the ones who promotes peace. Those are the ones who promotes has a future.
因为和平人有好结局。
Usually,
通常
I do not use.So many missionaries, or even so many spiritual giants, as examples in my sermon.
我不会在一篇讲道中引用这么多人物。
But today is an exception.
但今天是一个例外。
Because for the past many days,
过去的几天
，our Singapore's narrative has been about the gold medalist winner.
大家都在谈论我们新加坡的奥运冠军
Joseph Schooling. How inspiring he is!
他是如何让人真的
是鼓舞的。And how many children are talking? How many parents are talking to children, or vice versa, even?
很多父母就会用他的名字来和鼓励孩子。
However, the few names I mentioned today are spiritual giants.
不过我今天所提到的几个名字是属灵上的巨人。
People who have trusted, committed, delighted, and rested in God.
通过信靠神，以神为乐，交托在神面前静默的人。
The more we observe people who have integrity, the more we observe followed example, we'll be inspired to walk this faith.
当我们越细查那正直的人，我们就会以他们做榜样，启发我们信仰的生活。
Many people know that I bring my children to China every year.
越常带他每年都会带一家人到中国。
Now, besides really going there for us.For a holiday is actually to spend time with the missionaries.
是为了和那里的宣教士团契。
It is a time of listening to what God is doing in their lives.
聆听上帝在他们身上的工作。
Inspiring as it is.
虽然是非常让人鼓舞的。
I just want to share that what I shared today can be inspiring and encouraging. That life is not just as it seems. in this world.
我希望今天的分享，让我们看到生命不只是肉眼所看到的。
As we put ourselves trusting, delighting, committing, and resting in Him.
当我们完全的信靠神，以他为乐，交托并静默在他面前。
He will definitely see us through and never fail us.
他必与我们同在。
So my prayer for all of us here.
所以我今天为大家祷告。
Is that God will raise spiritual giants among us?
是愿上帝在我们当中培养属灵的人。
That your virtues will be as clear as the light.
让他们的公义如光发出。
And the integrity as bright as noon.
公平明如正午。
Amen.